also meaning it's not as accurate to the book as we were originally hoping that Denis Villeneuve was going to go, which kind of has me slightly trepidatious. I know. Hello, Nerdy Legion. The sound is going to be a little bit different for this episode. I am in the middle of multiple projects, so I have to do the quickie setup. So my apologies if my voice sounds different and it bothers you. Though if it bothers you, I feel like you need to kind of reevaluate why you're listening to this show. Anyway, I am Dustin. These are the headlines right here on Comic Talk today. Let's jump into the news. Let's get into TV streaming. TV streaming is kind of a conundrum for me this episode. I'm not gonna lie. So let's get the follow-ups out of the way. First up, we have confirmation that Disenchantment, the most recent Matt Groening outing that came out for Netflix, is in active production for season 3. Being as I have not finished season 2, I have a little bit of catching up to do, but we do know that season 3 is coming out soonish. And then we also have a follow-up on The Stand. CBS has released a 30-second teaser that honestly has a lot more than I thought you could fit into 30 seconds. So go check that out. Link is down in the notes. And then in the vein of releasing trailers, we have the trailer for The Haunting of Bly Manor also coming to Netflix. This is a lot of awesome. I'm so excited. We also got the announcement of the release date for Bly Manor, which is October 9th, which is a good 2 weeks earlier than I thought they were going to be releasing it. So awesome all around. Go check it out. Again, links are down in the description. That is what we have for follow-ups. Now we get into the interesting part, and that is the news. And the first piece is the part that's got me going a little, huh? So X-Files is a thing, and it's a beautiful thing and a glorious thing, except for maybe the second to last season and that one random season where there was no Fox Mulder. Either way, it, generally speaking, is pretty awesome. Anyway, the news about the X-Files is that there is going to be an animated series. Reportedly, Disney is in development because they now own Fox properties, and X-Files is a Fox property. So Disney is reportedly in development on an animated series. I say reportedly because I don't want it to be true. They're working on an animated series in the vein of Star Trek Lower Decks. So it's going to be just a farce. It's going to be... it's going to kill a lot of nerd souls. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that I'm coming into this one 100% biased because that was my jam when I was younger. And then the release of season 10 and 11 was like, this is how you do science fiction. Science fiction television, at least. So I don't believe this is going to do well, and that's my opinion, though. So what do you think? I'm going to pass this off to you guys. What do you think about Disney ostensibly corrupting what is great about the X-Files? Because CBS is kind of already, well, Star Trek is a completely different story. It was never super serious. Like, yeah, it's got some serious through lines and stuff, but like, it's still kind. There's a lot of comedy elements to it. That's not the case with it. I'm going to stop rambling because otherwise this will be an hour and a half long episode. So pass it off to you. What do you guys think? Next and finally for TV streaming, we're talking about The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. HBO Max has just announced they will be doing a reunion special for The Fresh Prince, much like they're planning on doing for Friends. Though the difference here is, well, there's a couple of differences, obviously the cast, but The difference here is there's actually a date set for this one, whereas the Friends date got changed and then indefinitely put on hold. So the date for this one is, well, they're filming it on November 10th, and it is presumably going to be out then sometime around Thanksgiving on HBO Max. Also, kind of noteworthy, I guess, is the fact that they're using the recast Aunt Viv and not the original Aunt Viv, or both, I guess. I very well could be mistaken as to why that is. So if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's because she was the one that was on it the longest, I want to say. So if I'm wrong, then let me know. And I also feel like there's a possibility that the original Aunt Vivian has passed. So if I'm being insensitive, let me know. But that is what we have for TV streaming. All right, children, we're moving over now into movies. We have a couple follow-ups here and then a couple of news pieces. So we'll do the follow-ups real quick just because they're fast. So Bill and Ted 3 came out, is on video on demand and in theaters. If you haven't seen it, you simply must. If you liked the first two movies, I guess, real quick review, it's definitely worth a watch. That's all I'm going to give you. But I dug it. I laughed out loud a number of times. So hopefully you will as well. Then next we're talking about Mulan, and we just got the release window, if you will. So remember, it's coming out this month on video on demand for $30 if you are a Disney Plus subscriber. So on top of your whatever it is, $8 a month, $11 a month for Disney Plus, then you also have to pay $30 for Mulan. Well, you can also take option B, which is just wait until December, because in December, which is 3 months, you can then just stream it because it's going to be a regular streaming movie. So we have 3 months from paid to regular stream, which is a relatively small window and kind of has a lot of people upset in Hollywood. But that's a whole other ball of wax, and we're not going to talk about that. Our next follow-up and our final follow-up has to do with G.I. Joe's Snake Eyes. So this movie has been fluctuating just like everyone else, so shouldn't be any surprise that they have moved the release date back approximately a year. October 22nd of 2021 is the new release date for Snake Eyes, presumably because they're trying to get the largest release possible, because they're going to need it considering the last two entries into the franchise. This hopefully will be the entry that saves and justifies the rest of it. So all of that being said, that's what we have for follow-ups. Now let's get into the news. And the first piece, I'm not even going to bury the lead. I'm not even going to leave it to the end. What, is he going to mention it? Absolutely, he's going to mention it. And we're talking about the passing of Chadwick Boseman. The man who was James Brown and T'Challa has passed at the age of 43. He had colon cancer, and he was diagnosed apparently 4 years ago. So if you do that math, 4 years ago was Black Panther. So he knew that he had this state. I believe he was initially diagnosed at stage 3. He knew he had stage 3 cancer when he was doing promotion for that movie, and he kept it to himself because he didn't want to detract. Just an amazing man, a really good actor. The nerd community is at a loss, and we're going to take a moment. I know I already did this on the Big Show episode for the review, whatever, but we're going to take another moment because it's deserved for Chadwick Boseman. And then we have one last piece of news in movies, and that has to do with Dune. This kind of could be put in the follow-ups, but I feel like it's a little more significant than just a follow-up. We got a leak, even though I couldn't find the actual trailer. We got a leaked trailer that shows us some things. I could find production stills, And if you're watching the episode, then you hopefully are looking at the production stills, assuming I've got the time to hunt them down or to post, to publish that way, whatever. So there are some production stills. You can Google search for them because they're not that hard to find. Stills from the leak, rather, that show us the new still suits that the Fremen are going to be wearing, and also Leto, or the Atreides, Paul, there we go, Mod Dib. The still suits look like, and this is just based off of a couple of pictures, so it very well could be in a different state of dress, but they are outside wearing still suits, so it is presumed that they're very similar to the previous iteration of Dune's version of the still suits, meaning the face is not fully covered, also meaning it's not as accurate to the book as we were originally hoping that Denis Villeneuve was going to go, which kind of has me slightly trepidatious. I know Denis Villeneuve is an amazing filmmaker, so I'm not super worried about it, but it is slightly worrying. But, I mean, that's mostly just opinion. What do you think of those still suits? Let's have that conversation. And then we're going to move on into our next section, which brings us to Rumor Mill. In the Rumor Mill, it's relatively short, but we have a few bullet points to hit. So, first up, we have Flashpoint. There is a rumor that the Reverse Flash is not going to be the main villain for this movie. Now, notice the vocabulary I used, not the main villain. He is going to be a villain in this movie, but he's not going to be the main somehow. We know this is going to be a different version of the Flashpoint, so it's going to be interesting to see who they choose from Flash's rogue gallery to be the main villain in this show. Next, we're talking about Netflix, most specifically Netflix's deal with Adam Sandler. There is a new rumor that as part of his deal with Netflix, and as part of Netflix trying to expand on all things Sandler, we're actually going to be seeing Adam Sandler do more episodic content in the form of a TV show. It's hard to call it a TV show on Netflix, but TV show-ish. I didn't do likelihood for Flashpoint. I apologize. Likelihood for Flashpoint being a different villain than Reverse Flash as the main villain, I'm 50-50. It is entirely possible that they are purposefully putting out incorrect information just to throw people off the scent, but it's also entirely possible because we keep hearing Andy Muschietti say that it's going to be not your mama's Flashpoint, effectively. So, yeah, 50-50. But as far as the Adam Sandler piece, this is super freaking likely because Netflix knows how to capitalize and run something into the ground, really. So I'm going to say this is about a 60% likelihood that we're going to see an Adam Sandler TV show up on Netflix. Next, we are talking about Altered Carbon. There is a rumor that the production staff and such are shopping around Altered Carbon to other streamers. This is unconfirmed, but it is super likely because it had a bit of a fan following. 50-50 on this one. It makes sense that they would do such a thing. Do they have the ability to do such a thing? I don't know. Will anybody pick it up? I don't think so, because it is kind of an expensive show for not the largest numbers. So 50-50 on the Altered Carbon shopping. I mean, again, remember, they canceled Altered Carbon on Netflix, so we're not going to be seeing Altered Carbon anytime soon unless this happens. Next is a Star Wars rumor. We have more word that there is in production or in development, I guess, a Knights of the Old Republic show. A Knights of the Old Republic movie somewhere in the ether that is Lucasfilm right now. This one comes from a couple of sources at this point. We've talked about this at least twice before this episode. So because of the confluence of sources that bumps it up a little bit, though we have kind of sort of uncovered where these rumors are originating from. So we know that they are from High Republic era and not actually Knights of the Old Republic era. So I'm going to say this is probably 20% likely that we're going to see an actual KOTOR movie. Really, it's probably just a High Republic movie. Jumping back over to Netflix rumors, we have one more, and that is it's more Netflix and less specific franchise, in that Netflix, we've talked about previously, they've made it known that they want their own franchise deal. They want to build an MCU of their very own. And the new rumor is that in order to do that, they're going to purchase a part or all of Paramount Pictures, who owns the rights to the Valiant movie universe. So, interesting to think about. The likelihood that this is going to happen, we're going 20% with this one as well, because Netflix has a slew of possible entries into this idea that they have. They have a slew of options that they could take to turn into their version of the MCU. They don't have to purchase anyone else, and they are not likely to purchase anyone else. We've never seen that be part of their business model. Everything they do is, I built it myself, and so I get all of the stuff. 20% likelihood, because it is still possible. Just because we've never seen it before doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but it's just not likely. And then our last piece of rumor news has to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, speaking of the MCU, and very specifically, it's Deadpool. So we have a new rumor that in order to satiate Ryan Reynolds, in order to satiate the fans without giving us a proper Deadpool movie, and presumably to test the waters with a PG to PG-13 rated version of the character, even though they've already tested those waters and they see that it's not as productive, not as lucrative, I guess, this new rumor says that we will be seeing Deadpool not in a Deadpool movie to start in the MCU. He's going to be in Captain Marvel 2 as a supporting character. I don't think this is very likely at all. The timing doesn't line up with when presumably they would be filming Captain Marvel 2, with how much Ryan Reynolds has on his plate. It seems like that's more of the way that they're going to be satiating Reynolds. So likelihood for this one, I'm putting down at 15%, because I really don't think this is going to be happening at all. But that is the rumor section, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and find all of the podcasts we offer on the subject. Before you do, though, check out Generally Nerdy on YouTube, and you can get the whole news show plus a bunch of other generally nerdy things. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.